Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kurt Finch is here, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt is a new friend. He's the founder and the CEO of Journix, a company he founded in 1996 to help people just like you and me get the most out of our effort, out of our resources, out of the capital we spend, out of the people we employ, and he's continued to develop the system he developed years ago and improve it and make it even more effective. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can do a better job of managing our time and others' time. Kurt Finch, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on the show. You got a long history in the computer industry, working with a number of companies, including IBM. When you founded your company in 1996, what were you thinking?
Well, I had gotten a fight with my boss at the prior company, and we parted ways, and I said, you know what? I can start my own company.
What was the fight?
I don't need these guys. How hard can it be?
What was the fight about?
Me and some of the other stockholders didn't like the direction he was taking the company.
Okay.
We got together, and we fired him, and then... Anyway, in retrospect, it was kind of high schoolish.
So you said, how hard can this be?
How hard can it be? So I've been spending the last 16 years figuring that out.
You've been paying for that irrational behavior ever since, right?
That's right. Well, by the way, I appreciate you, Jim, pronouncing the name of our company correctly, which very few people are ever able to do.
Well, Journix, I mean, how hard is that?
A lot of people say Journey X.
Oh, well.
But Journix is correct. You got
well, you know, so, you know, everybody doesn't, you know, some people just, well, I won't go there. I'm glad you like the way I say your name. Kurt, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names correct. So you know, when I started my business in 89, I'd just been downsized twice in the 80s, and I said, I started thinking about looking for a job, and I said, you know what? I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And so,
you know, the government, in my opinion, for a long time has been at war with employees. If you're an employee, they're taxing you to death. They're doing everything they can to make it difficult to hire employees or to be an employee. So, and that's not getting better.
It's getting worse
under either party over the last.
No, I agree. It's getting worse. So were you? That was kind of on your mind, wasn't it, when you thought about what you wanted to do at Journix? So tell us what you were thinking. What was the thing that you thought needed? What was the dragon that you thought needed to be slayed in 1996?
Well, this CEO that I was so mad at the prior company was actually kind of a genius in certain respects. And one of the things he made us do was he made us track our time very carefully. We fixed bugs for IBM on a fixed cost basis. It was $2,000 a bug. Some were easy, some were hard. We were software developers.
Yeah.
And so he had us understand that cost very well. And at some point, we were making a lot of money and we were being insensitive to IBM's culture. And when, as you know, young 20-something testosterone-laden men will do. And at some point, the IBM management decided to bid this thing out. Well, we understood the cost of doing business really, really well. And the competitors coming into bid didn't. We understood exactly how much it cost to fix this kind of bug versus that kind of bug, or a bug given by this IBMer versus that IBMer, and that kind of thing. So we bid cost on the stuff that the competitors would be able to do, and we bid higher prices on the stuff that we had sort of monopoly of the talent on.
Right.
And so what happened was we got the half of the bid where we had the monopoly. In other words, we got a raise.
Mm-hmm.
On the stuff where we had a monopoly, and on the stuff where anybody could do it, the other guys won. But we knew that they were bidding it below what their cost would end up being. Sure enough,
and so they were in a terminal direction then, weren't they?
Yeah, after 6 months, they ran away crying like little babies, just like we knew they would, and we got that work back too. And so we ended up getting a multi-million-dollar raise, and it was a 50-person company. So this is not a small amount of money,
right?
out of this deal, and is, you know, the humble timesheet data, making millions of dollars and changing the strategy of our business and running off a competitor. And so when I left that company, I started Journex, and my idea was everybody needs this capability. The internet is here now, which was in 1996.
That was a year after it became commercial.
Yeah, that was like a year after I started ordering Christmas presents off of Amazon.
Exactly.
And getting rid of that whole shopping chore. And so we released that product, and it took a little while to take off, but by 1998, you know, we were doing $500,000 in revenue. And
what was that? Tell us what that product was.
Journex Timesheet.
It's a timesheet.
It's a web-based timesheet product, so you install it on your server, and it turns your server into a web-based timesheet server to it, so that you can track time and you have a database and do all kinds of reports.
So you can track. You're not talking about tracking how many hours people come to work today. You're talking about how they tracking hours on a project or time on a project.
It's time per project. Yeah. So you can automate billing, automate payroll. It connects to ADP. It connects to QuickBooks. We have a very strong integration with QuickBooks. It also connects to things like Microsoft Dynamics.
But this was something you felt that companies needed to do.
Absolutely.
And this is something that small business owners need to be paying attention to, because small business owners, I'm sorry to say, because I own one of them, and I'm looking in a mirror when I say this, we waste too much time.
You know, the chair that you're sitting in and the microphone that you're talking on is manufactured by somebody who absolutely understands the cost of creating that product.
Mm-hmm.
But most companies in America, knowledge worker companies, service-based companies, companies that aren't selling physical products, that are selling some sort of knowledge work, you know, maybe it's documentation or it's legal work, it's consulting, that kind of thing. These companies typically do not understand the cost of doing business. They don't understand the cost of production of the thing that they're producing. If they were building a chair, they'd know how much it costs to build it. But when they're building a piece of software or a marketing program, they don't know how much it costs to build it. And so they're at a significant disadvantage to companies that do know their costs, because you may decide, you know what, these kind of customers, let's let the competitors deal with those kind of customers, because we're just not profitable here. Mm-hmm. And you can't make that decision in the absence of understanding your costs.
Oh, exactly, which takes us back to what you talked about in your former company. Give us the website.
Journex.com, JOURNYX.
Journey X without the E makes it Journex, folks.
Correct.
That's .com. Check it out. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We're going to get more into the weeds on how you can do a better job of managing your time and therefore becoming more profitable. Wouldn't that be fun? 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
When I was a young boy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.